The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of Spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Bad Examples.
Woo!
I'm Tracy.
And I'm Jessica.
And we were on Style Network's reality shows Jerseylicious and Glam Fairy, which followed Jessica as a makeup artist and me as a hairstylist. So obviously you may think that this whole podcast is going to be about beauty, but you would be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to talk about everything from love to relationships to sex to just being a hoe. We are your new go-to girls for everything bad.
Welcome to part two of our Jerseylicious tell-all episode. I am Jessica A. Fox, and we are so glad that you are joining us for part two. Part one got a little heavy. We got real.
I'm trying not to get it there again.
We're going to keep it together this episode, but we have so much more to get into. I mean, pages and pages of your questions. Yeah. We're going to get it all answered. You ready, Tracy?
I mean, sure. Why not?
How did you feel after, you know, we recorded last episode? Did you feel like you are weight lifted off your shoulders, or did you feel more stressed out?
I don't know. I feel like it's just something I should just have kept to myself, but whatever.
Oh, Jesus.
Whatever. At this point, I'm just telling the truth, so.
Okay.
I feel like I didn't say anything to like offend anybody. I just kind of told my side of everything without dragging people.
No, you didn't drag anybody. Just got it all out. Like
I just had to the crying. I'm sorry for it. I'm sorry. I got emotional. Guys, ignore me.
The fucked up part is we weren't drinking.
Yeah, like I think
can't
it's
even
why
use that.
No,
I think it's honestly it made me really good. I think you've been holding this in and you needed to get that out. So I'm glad we did it.
I went home and I told Corey and he was like, no, you cried. And I was like, yeah. He's like, well, you haven't even mentioned it once.
Yeah.
So he's like, and I had to tell you yeah, I heard about that. Are you good? And I was like, I'm fine. Whatever.
See, I'm glad we did it. I think you needed it.
Yeah.
All right. So the first thing we're going to jump into is show storylines.
We're going right there.
Yeah, we're going right there. So we had a message, and one of the messages was, the best moment I remember from Jerseylicious is Corey proposing to Tracy. Are you glad it was filmed and aired at the time, or did you wish it was more private and intimate without the camera crew?
I think it was episode 5 or 6, so by that time, I don't even, cameras are not an issue
at
that point. You don't even care. This was, a major moment for us, and...
So you're glad you have that piece of footage.
I look back at it all the time. All the time. And I can't wait to show Skylar and Jaden one day. They're gonna love that.
Yeah, that is awesome.
Yeah, it was a really important memory.
Okay.
And I'm glad I got to watch it again.
That's awesome. So people have a lot of questions about the Gigi storyline. Mm-hmm. This is, I swear, an exact question. You could see it on our Instagram page. It said, what exactly happened that made Gigi become such a cunt?
Wow.
Because wasn't she from how I remember her, wasn't she her character was the sweet, you know what I mean?
Said the word, though, her character.
Right. So
everyone
then,
needs to remember.
So
that.
Was it that her true color started showing towards the end of filming?
Well, for me, clearly, because even Olivia pulled away from her for a while because she was you're not a good person. Tracy really thinks you're her friend.
Whoa.
We were fucking stunned. And I more was I think I was literally in shock. It's getting bit by a shark. You don't feel it at first. And I was literally going to a store shopping with her, and that went from 0 to 100, and all of a sudden I had no idea all this was about to come out. I went to the store all happy, and we were bullshitting and talking and being friends, and I left the store and we were not friends. It was the weirdest, I couldn't even.
What did she how did it bring me back there, because I'm trying to remember too.
Okay, so we went shopping. I think it was a soap store or something. It was a trendy little store in Hoboken, and she was like, listen, I really want to talk to you. Like, I really don't like how everything is happening. And I'm like, what do you mean you don't like? Like, I was just, I think she's, my honest opinion, like, she was supposed to be the relationship of the show.
Whoa.
Her and Frankie were the relationship. Like, we all came on the show. They were the relationship. And then things changed for the worse. And it was on national TV. And, like, she got broken up with, basically. And mm-hmm. then had to deal with another girlfriend like I did. Mm-hmm. I had to see my ex around. And that's hard. I get that. But, like, for you to drag me trying to make it like we were never friends. She even said like, we were never friends. And I was like, are you fucking high? You used to sleep at my house. We would go shopping every day. We would literally spend every moment together. And that's then you turn around and be like, oh, you're not my friend. Like, because you don't like the way I'm going about something. Like, that's not what people do. And I don't know, maybe she doesn't have real friends. Cause I don't know who would tolerate that bullshit, but I was blindsided completely.
Why did her and Frankie break up? I feel like that was her like downward spiral from there. You know what I mean?
I don't really remember. Yeah. No, I really don't. I don't know if I took it.
Because they got engaged on the show too, right?
Yeah. And yeah. I think they just got, I think it was Frankie who broke it off. Whoa. No, he wanted to propose on the show. He was going to propose, but they never did. Because he never found the right time. And then all of a sudden they were broken up. I feel like I low key know why, but it goes back to part one where we talked about other stuff, but I'm not going to blow up spots. So whatever, it's whatever. I think he found out things.
Okay.
That's what I remember him telling me is that, you know, she's not who I thought she was and she wasn't doing.
Okay, we can kind of piece together.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not really gonna, but whatever. That's what I remember.
How did you feel about Gigi lying to you and your whole family? What did she lie to your family?
I don't know. I don't remember what that question is in regards to. I mean, she, like, there's just things you don't talk about. Like, her family was on the show. That's cool. I think her mom is, like, the sweetest thing ever. Mm-hmm. Her dad is so cool. Like, they're good people. It's just, I was totally blindsided. Like, my family didn't want to be a part of it. Like, they just, that's not their thing. So, for you
and
to
you have
bring
to respect
on,
that.
Right,
yeah.
She had zero fucking respect, which is the problem, is because she wanted to say what she wanted to say and look like she was a hero when in reality she was the villain of everything, because you don't do that to people. Like, you, one, don't bring people on the show who don't want to be on the show. You don't involve them, and that's what she did. Like, you have no fucking right to talk about my parents
so
if
that's
they
like,
ask
that's
not
a
to
betrayal.
Be talked about. It's a betrayal to my whole family because sure. She doesn't know how to shut the fuck up. If she just kept her mouth closed, then don't be friends with me. That's different. But you don't put it out there on national TV. I don't know, like a situation that people don't want to be involved in on national TV. Like, you have a problem with me. Bring it up. We live in the same apartment building. Mm-hmm. Bring it up to me.
Mm-hmm. So how did you leave off with her? Like, you left off not good. She
was
not
the
your
last
wedding.
Thing. The last thing I did was hit her on the reunion show. Hit her on the reunion show.
Oh my god, I want to go back and watch that. You hit her? Where'd you hit her?
In the reunion. Because she started talking about my family again, and I told her, stop what you're doing. Stop. I'm gonna tell you to stop. And she was like, you're not gonna tell me what to say or do. I was like, I am gonna tell you, because I'm gonna say it one more time. And then Corey got on his hands and knees and was begging. He's like, I'm begging you not to do this. Because I told him before we went, if she fucking goes there again, mm-hmm. it's a wrap. I don't care. I'm taking her out, and that's it. And like,
and you did.
And he said, he's like, he was literally begging her. He's like, please don't go there with her. He's like, don't do this. Like, keep your mouth shut and just mind your own business, blah, blah, blah. And she was like, your mother. And I just lost it. I fucking lost it. I was like, don't dare talk about shit you really don't understand or know.
It's fucked up.
The funniest part of the whole thing is the show ends, right? And I get a message on Facebook. Hi, Tracy. It's Gloria.
Her mother.
Mm-hmm. You know, Gigi's really sorry. She realizes in retrospect that you really were a good friend to her, and she feels really bad how it ended, and really want. And we're hoping you guys could reconcile. And I'm just like,
nah.
I have total respect for you. I have total respect for your husband. Your daughter is a fucking cunt, and I want nothing to do with her. Tell her never to reach out to me again. And if she's going to, don't be such a fucking pussy and make it go through your mom.
Did you say the word pussy to her mother?
I went off in like a respectful way. I was like,
what's her name?
Tell your daughter to man the fuck up.
What's
basically.
Her mom's name?
Gloria, the sweetest Gloria, woman you'll
I'm
ever
be
meet.
Super respectful here. I'm going to say this the nicest way possible, but your daughter's a cunt.
No.
She better not fuck with me.
Is she not?
No, that's horrible. Like,
how
that
do you
is,
tell me
that's
after
crossing
the show
the lines
is over?
Between reality and the show. Like, so you know,
it's okay
what I mean?
To not be my friend on reality TV when it's beneficial for you to become friends with Olivia because you were so desperate for a storyline that you needed to use people to become a storyline because you had no storyline.
So that's it. Like, you haven't heard from her.
Like when she was jealous that me and Olivia were on the billboards and she wasn't. She was dying for a storyline. She made it a point to bring it up to them. Why am I not on the billboard? And the next year she was. And because she was jealous. And then she was jealous that I had a relationship and she needed to bring it down, whatever she could do.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think you touched on a really good point too. That
and
like,
guess what,
Frankie...
people? Me and Corey are working so hard at a reality show that I got pregnant 3 times just so we could get a reality show. You guys are right. You win, I lose. He's using me for TV that I haven't been on in 4 years.
Yeah, so that happened on
fucking
the
idiot
reunion show. Jesus Christ.
Fucking morons.
That happened on the reunion show, right?
Yeah. They're all like, he's using you to be on TV. Oh, yeah. Is he still using me? We've been together for 8 years. I guess he's doing a really good job. An excellent job for reality
TV. That fucking guy's a better actor than Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
If he's using
what a
you.
Great guy.
He's the best actor of our generation.
Yeah.
He's really, what do they call when you're like in character? Like, he's really playing that role.
Yeah. He's not breaking character.
He's not breaking character. No, you honestly, there's so many things fucked up. And I think you really hit the nail on the head that her relationship with Frankie, like that was her storyline. That was the show.
Right. And then she tried to have a relationship with my cousin's friend from a restaurant or something or bar or whatever. And then that was like so that was the most uncomfortable I've ever been watching the show was watching that unfold.
I don't remember that. I'm kind of glad I don't.
It was really weird. It was on the season that I think nobody saw because it was the one that only aired on demand, the wedding season.
Oh, yeah. All right, we're gonna get to the wedding. So hold on. So,
what is this?
You're fucking like she's getting nervous. So
I'm
I've
getting
never seen
mad
her do
and
this.
Like I have like
I just
a nervous
shook my finger
tick.
At her because she's playing with stuff and it's coming on the microphone. But
I have like a nervous.
Yeah,
tick
you
right
do.
Now,
you need
I'm
to relax.
Angry.
I know. I need to give you like
a Xanax.
A squeeze ball or something. Oh my God. what is this? Oh, the whole audio equipment's all screwed up now. So
I'll stop.
Do you know anything about like Frankie now? Like a lot of people are wondering.
No,
like,
but
is
I
he
really
married?
Do. I don't know anything about him right wow. now. I think he's like such a sweet guy though. I have like yeah. not a bad word to say about him. He's always respectful. He called us when Corey's father passed. He called and reached out. I mean, that was like so major. He did not have to do that.
No, that's really nice. I'd love to know who you heard from when Corey's father passed away.
I want to say, like, I mean, obviously the Giovays were mm-hmm. at the funeral. I think Gail and Christy.
Yeah.
Honestly, it was such like a time
remember.
That like
yeah.
I kind of shut everything off. Mm-hmm. I do remember Frankie though because Corey made it a point to be like, wow, can you believe he reached out? How nice was that? And I was like, no, that's really, really sweet. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I just saw a question that I totally missed and it says regarding Gigi, how'd she go from playing possum to wannabe head bitch?
Wow.
Possum.
Who makes that up? Is that from the commercial on TV? Play possum. He's just playing possum.
He's playing possum. I'm totally fucking
does
stealing
nothing.
That. That's amazing.
That's so funny.
Okay, so everyone's asking if did the Gail Alexa split really happen in front of the Gatsby?
I don't even remember that. I mean, yeah, there was a huge falling out. I think they're cool now. Like, I don't think grown women have beef. I don't think they
oh, like
do,
us,
but,
you mean?
Yeah, not like us. No, they're both mature, respectable women. They're not going to continue like reality TV drama off. Like, they would so hug each other high and whatever. Yeah. Like, I'm sure at the time it got real because, you know, feelings get involved, but like there's no way that's still ongoing.
Was the Giovi Anthony split because Filippo posed for Playgirl, or was there other things?
I know it had to do with them running the salon and how things went down. And I mean, Kathy's just like a really kind of like upfront person. She's not going to bullshit you. So she
no,
just wants
she's
you
like
to
grown up Tracy almost. I
yeah,
feel like.
It's scary. It's so scary. But she's no bullshit. She'll just kind of tell you how it is. And like it's his salon. So things that she's going to say, he's not going to like, and mm-hmm. things that he's doing, she's not going to like with her name attached to something. So there was a lot of like, it was business, but this is why you don't do business with friends or family, because this is
true.
Gets tricky.
Good
and,
advice.
Yeah, they did have a falling out. I still think they don't talk.
So what salon did you like working better at? The Gatsby or Anthony Robert?
I honestly like hated it both because...
You did?
Yeah, like I hated working with Olivia at the Gatsby. Ugh. Even though it was bigger and I had more space at the Gatsby, so it was a different atmosphere. Like, I was right next to her, so I was always around her, and I hated that. And then I had equally as much drama as Anthony's because Brielle was there, and I had to deal with it there. Even though I was friends with her, like, I still had to deal with the Olivia drama there. And then for a while, Alexa worked there, and it was a lot going on. Oh, and then it was tighter corners, and I was just like... And then I had that girl who I don't remember even her name who did the wigs or the weaves or...
Oh, yeah.
And that was drama for a little. And I was just like, there's no happy place for me, apparently.
Why the fuck were you working side by side with Olivia in the Gatsby? Like, why would they have your stations next to each other just to cause drama?
Yeah, of course.
Someone, like, that would give me such anxiety all day long.
No, you hate going to work. Like, yeah. And I love working at a salon. I've always worked at salons and never had a problem with anybody. Then I freaking work at these two salons on freaking camera and I have all these problems.
Cool. I want to tell you guys about Scentbird. So Scentbird is a subscription service for fragrance, perfumes, colognes. We have a special offer just for you guys today. It's 50% off your first month. So that means only $7.50 for your first fragrance. Go to scentbird.com/bad examples and use our code bad examples for 50% off your first month. So the way Scentbird works is you choose the perfume you want to try and then they send you a 30-day supply. I don't know about you, but for me, my perfumes, they're collecting dust. I spend all this money and I don't get enough use out of it. So every month, a little sample, and it's not even little. I was shocked when they came and it goes right in your bag. It won't break because it's surrounded in this metal tin. I told Tracy about it and Tracy's first reaction was like, no, I only wear Angel. And I'm like, girl, they seriously have every designer, Prada, Tom Ford, Versace, Dolce & Gabbana. I mean, I hope you guys give this a try. The website again is scentbird.com/bad examples and use our code bad examples for 50% off your first month. Just try it. If you don't love it, you can cancel it after the first month. So speaking of Alexa, everyone wants to know what happened with Alexa, what's going on with the glam fairy. What was your relationship like with Alexa when the show ended?
I didn't. Oh my God, Alexa just went off. That's so funny.
Oh my God.
We said Alexa glam fairy and it started going off. What was that question?
How did your relationship, I mean, you came on a few episodes of Glam Fairy.
Yeah.
You always had a good relationship with Alexa, I think. Yeah. I think you guys had a mutual respect for each other.
I mean, I didn't know her filming Glam Fairy, so I was never under her. I never had to work for her.
Mm-hmm.
So when you don't have to work for somebody and you just work side by side, it's a different relationship.
So people asked, is Alexa really a bitch or was that played up for Jerseylicious and Glam Fairy? Like,
I mean, you worked with her. Why don't you answer that one?
I mean, Alexa was fucking intense to work for sure. Like, I definitely was shook around her all the time. Like, it wasn't like an enjoyable place to work because you were just always on edge. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, there were times where I think it was in season one, maybe, where she locked herself in the bathroom. That really happened.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
For like hours.
Yeah. You know, I have to thank Alexa because she's the one who recruited me to work at her salon. Like,
right.
And I had a, you know, like audition to like work for her company and everything. And I will say I learned a shit ton from Alexa.
She's a genius. She's literally an artistic genius.
Yes.
She has, the problem is that she's so smart,
right?
She like almost so much smart. Is going on in her mind head. At once.
Yeah. she's such a creative human that it's just like she can't almost like focus on one thing because she's on to the next thing already.
But that's with a lot of artists. Yeah. They're all like that. They jump around. They can't really focus. They get distracted. They think something's going on when it's not. It's because they have so much creative genius going on in their head that like they can't shut it off and they can't focus on what other things they have to do. So their mind's always racing.
No, that's
so
that's,
it's like it's, sums her it's up, a struggle exactly. for her, I think, because she's literally so smart. Yeah, I just think that it's
she taught me a lot as a makeup artist. And I mean, I worked at MAC for a long time. Like I had a lot of experience and she taught me a whole new way to like to work with a client and like bridal, especially like that was her thing. So I have to give her credit for that. But like, was she fucking crazy? Like, yeah, for sure. Like,
I mean, I think we all have our tics on the show. And that was what was wrong with the show is that the producers knew exactly what our downfalls were and they'd pick at us. And that's why we would lose our shit because they were like, well, when Tracy starts counting down from 10, you know, she's going to flip out, like have cameras ready. Like, and I would be like 5, 4 three, and they're like, Tracy's counting down. Everyone, are we on Tracy? Who has Tracy? Like they would, that's how it would be. And like, there's no controlling it. You're in a suffocating atmosphere and it's 24/7 with cameras on you. You just can't like live any other way.
How did your relationship with Alexa, like how did you end off? Do you remember?
I don't know.
Like it was just mute, like nothing, like crazy. Nothing.
We just stopped filming. That was the last I ever heard of from her. I would text her like a few times, like here and there, like seeing how Michaela was. But I mean, I guess she's got shit going on. I don't know.
I know. I have to be honest. Again. Like I don't know anything. Like you ask if there's still a glam fairy. I know. I don't work there. I don't know if there is. I really have no idea. Like. There's, you know, not much for us to say there just because, you know, a lot of this stuff is like we're not caught up to like their lives now. Like a lot of us have people blocked and.
Oh, I have pretty much half the cast blocked.
Oh, my God. Good thing I have the fake account to look up these people.
You guys just have a fake account.
I think we told them. We told them last episode. We told them on the other episode.
You will never see it coming. You'll just be friends with this person. She's creeping on your shit. And really, it's Jess. It's hysterical.
Do you have any other storylines that like come to mind that you'd want to clear up or like bring to light or anything that maybe you were not shown in the right light on the show?
Like, I mean, I feel like the entire 7 seasons or 6 seasons where I was not shown correctly.
Well, let's talk about your wedding because your wedding was filmed, which is fucking really cool.
Yeah.
I mean, do you regret that? You have regrets on that?
Yeah.
You do?
Mm-hmm. I have regrets. That I allowed them to have so much control because I felt completely overwhelmed that day as a bride regardless. I was a bride.
Like
so,
most brides, yeah.
Right, and then on top of it, you have a camera crew there and like a camera crew in your bridal room.
So I remember this very clearly, the morning getting ready.
Jessica did the makeup for my bridal party, her and my friend Marissa.
Yeah, so I was there and... I had talked to Tracy before and Tracy said, listen, because we know how they can be. And I said, are you sure you want to do this?
Like at that point, there was no turning back.
Yeah.
I was like,
and she was like, no, I'm going to do it. But they promised me that they would stay out of my way. They wouldn't make me. They wouldn't stop any moments.
Yes. Yeah. Their words, you will not know we're here.
Right. Bingo.
Bingo. Lies.
Lies. Straight up lies. So I'll never forget. Like, it was, like Tracy said, the bride, like, you're stressed out as it is. Like, it's a stressful fucking day. You're about to get married. Mm-hmm. There was drama with the families, you know, and the fucking, you know, I remember Chris was fucking like hounding you to do
something. One of our producers, okay, this is what happened. One of our producers, I told him, when I get into my dress, there's no cameras. You can film me before and you could film me after, but me getting in my dress, there's no cameras. And I'm getting my dress on, which is like a major moment in a bride's life where you're putting on the dress that you're going to get married in. And I see him opening the door to try to sneak the camera.
Oh my God, what a rat.
And I was like, are you fucking kidding me? I was like, close that door right now. And he's like, wait. He's like, don't jump to come. I was like, no, are you out of your mind? Yeah. Like, I told you no. Like, have a little fucking respect. I'm letting you in on my biggest day ever. And you guys are still trying to take advantage of how nice I am by doing that. Like,
I remember
I'm asking you not to film me naked while I get into my dress. Like,
yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me? And I went insane. I broke down crying on my wedding day. Mm-hmm. all the girls. In my wedding video, you see my friend Crystal, who's one of my bridesmaids, fanning me. You would think because of the editing of the video that it was because everyone was so like, oh my God, just keep her calm. No, it was because I was having an actual nervous breakdown that they had no respect for me and that they were filming me getting into my dress. Like there's things that like men I don't know, especially the day I'm getting married, like should not be seeing me naked.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, the thing was, it was agreed beforehand what was allowed and what wasn't. And the fact really that they kept trying to push you. Yeah, it was a really, really fucked up moment. Like, I remember being like,
that's supposed
really
to be the happiest time. And like, yeah. All your friends are supposed to be like, wow, it looks beautiful. And they're all like, wow, don't cry. Like, that was so fucked up. Like, it's okay. Don't let it affect your day. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, in tears, because I see them trying to sneak the cameras back in and then like stopping me from having my moment of getting in my dress. And it seems like such a stupid thing. Like, it's a dress, relax. It's my
not.
Wedding dress.
It's what you asked for. It was what you one spent, thing you asked.
Yeah, whatever.
It wasn't like they weren't going to get footage of you in your dress. They were. Like, it's just that one moment said, private you asked for.
You can film me once I'm in the dress of them tying up the back. Just let me get into it and then I'll have you guys come back in. And then he's like, has the camera sneaking in through like an open door and I see him and I catch him and I flip out. Like, whatever.
Me and Dennis were just talking about this because we were dancing on the dance floor and I got pulled away to film with Kathy. And I was like, I'm here as a guest.
Yeah, no, you weren't there filming. You were there as my guest.
I was there as a guest. And I remember Dennis was like, cool. Like, I guess I'll just go back to sitting at the table. You know what I mean?
And it was, I didn't know any of this. That's
yeah, it was fucked up. Like, they were, like, going up to your guests, pulling them literally off the dance floor. It wasn't like, you know what I mean?
So
like,
something that I found out after the whole wedding, because nobody told me because they were scared I was going to lose my mind, was after I walked out with Corey of the ceremony and everyone's clapping, oh, they're married, yay, like right before the reception, they made everybody stay in their seats and refilm like what everyone's face as I walked down the aisle. And I was like, are you guys fucking kidding me? You kept my guests from my cocktail hour, which I paid for.
I remember this.
And my cocktail hour was four rooms big. Like four different rooms of cocktail hour at Nanina's in the park. It was beautiful. And they were in there for an additional 30 minutes. So that's 30 minutes taken away from my cocktail hour that I had no idea until after. God willing that I didn't know, because that would have ruined my whole wedding.
Yeah. No, they crossed the line. I mean, this is the whole experience, really. Filming is like, you promise one thing, another thing is said.
It's
you're shown
always,
another
yeah.
light. You
hurry
know?
Up and rush.
So, again, what was really tough is that this wasn't the easiest day for you to begin with because your parents weren't there.
Yeah, no, this was like not a surprise to anybody.
For anyone that like doesn't know the show or what happened,
it just wasn't. It just some situations aren't what you think they're going to be, and it didn't work out. And I'm over it now. I'm not really like going to get into it, but there. Obviously, you could look at pictures. They weren't there. So it was hard enough that day. And so on
Did
top
you,
of it,
like,
I dealt
was
with.
Was it on your mind that day? When?
Of course. Every time. Every moment of every day. I mean, every moment of that day.
Yeah. It was such a perfect, dreamy wedding, too. It's Have your parents seen like the videos and stuff?
I don't know. I don't talk about it ever. I have no idea. But so it was like a really hard moment. And on top of it, dealing with like a disrespectful crew who's not like just letting me live my day, which was hard enough. And then like now I look back and I'm like, now I've been married for 5.5 years. And like everything that people said, like I was like, this is like fucking crazy because we knew what we were doing. We're not stupid. We're not just people were like, oh, you guys are getting married so you guys could get a spinoff, or you're getting married so that they could pay for the wedding. Like, yeah, because me and Corey are still paying for that wedding.
And I think the main beef was like, you guys were young. Maybe people thought you were rushing into it.
Yeah. Like, okay. Because sometimes people meet somebody and like, you know, we met in 2011. We got married in 2013. I don't think that's too far fetched, but of course it seems faster because season to season, it seems faster.
Right.
But in reality, we started dating in March of 2011, March 15th. And then we got married August 2013. So 2.5 years later, I think is a pretty normal.
Yeah. Everyone has their own speed of how they do things. You know
my
what
parents
I mean?
Like,
it's your business.
My parents got married very fast. My grandparents got married very fast. Oh, yeah? Like, so it's like, I don't think it's too far fetched to like think that like they understand the whole concept of it happens fast sometimes. But I don't even think it was fast.
Yeah. And one of the things that people like. We're talking about is the moment Corey's dad walked you down the aisle, which I thought was really beautiful.
Yeah.
Did he, oh God, I'm gonna cry. Why do I cry every time I talk about this?
Because it's hard.
Did he like offer that to you? Like, did he say like, I want to be the one to do that? Like, how did that conversation happen?
Yeah, it was really hard. I'm going to really try not to cry. So if I do, just bear with me. Basically at the rehearsal dinner, he came up to me. It was on the show. I think they filmed it.
Really?
I don't even know if they did, because I was like, I was on a natural Xanax, I think, of just like
just
completely
over
unaware of everything going on around me. But he said, you know, I really would, it would be an honor to walk you down the aisle. And I was like, you know, that's just, it's something that it's like, I loved Gene. So it was very hard to say no, because that's not how you imagine it. But it was also like, he was a father-in-law to me, but he was also like a really good friend. Like he was, can't explain it. Like me and him had a very weird relationship where like we talked to each other like
friends.
Like we didn't really, like I was it's never beautiful. Like scared of my father-in-law or like.
He was like so a big teddy bear,
he
right?
He was like the nicest guy ever.
And like, you know what I just love? Because if you don't know, Corey's father passed away recently.
Like 3 years now.
Yeah.
And two and a half years ago.
I just feel like Tracy will forever have that moment with him.
Yeah.
Like that's her children's grandfather.
Okay, so.
Gotta stop.
I say, like, even in the shower when I'm giving the girls baths, we always say, like, when I want to wash the conditioner out of the hair or something, I'm always like, all right, look up to Poppy. So I always like talk about him and that he's very involved in their lives. But it was a major moment because he was like, you know, I really want to walk you down. And I was like, wow. I was like, I was almost overwhelmed by the question. I couldn't even believe that he was offering something like that, because he should have been up next to his son, and he was sacrificing being next to his son to make sure that I didn't have to do it by myself.
Oh my God, Tracy, I can't.
So
do
it was like
this.
Very hard for
it's
me.
Too much. I always talk to Tracy about this, right? Am I not obsessed with this moment? Because not everyone is lucky enough to have the person they're married's family like take you in and love you and accept you, right? And like say like, no, you are our family now. Like, of course I will walk you down the aisle. Like,
and like he asked if I would do his first dance, my first dance. I said no, because I just like, I couldn't imagine doing that with anybody but my dad.
Yeah.
Hold on. So that was hard, because I felt like I was like, I'm not disrespecting you for offering. Thank you so much. I don't think I could have that moment with anybody but him. So I just said, I didn't have a first dance. I had one with Corey, obviously, but it was really hard watching Corey and his mom. And I cried for their first dance at the wedding, as it was hard to watch. And then it was so weird, because I was, my best friend got married in October. So like 3 months ago. And she asked me, like, is it okay if I use the song that you walk down the aisle to? Can I walk down to that too? And I was like, oh my God. Like, I had such a hard time with that, because it's like the most beautiful song ever. And I wanted her to have that. But like, I knew how hard it was going to be for me.
Yeah.
Because that was the last time that I like walked with him and had like a me and Gene moment.
I love that.
And at her wedding, like I cried hysterically next to her. Like, listening to it, I just couldn't even focus. Like, it was very difficult. So I was happy to give her my Something Borrowed was from Gene. So that was really special.
Goodbye. I'm so fucking done. Oh my God.
But other than that, like it was just like, I was really happy that she wanted to use it, because she was really close with Gene too. So it was
everyone that knew Gene loved Gene, like, right? Like he just like was that guy, like, and
he was like the non-violent Tony Soprano, like the guy that like people are scared of, but like there's no reason to be. He's like the coolest guy ever.
I don't know, like some people, I don't know. You had that fucking moment with him like forever. Like, and I don't like, know. To me, it was almost meant to be. You know what I mean?
Yeah. What happened was I had two doors on either side of the aisle, and I walked out first by myself and came to the middle of the aisle, and he met me there. So I had like a moment to myself, and then he met me, and I cry every time watching my wedding video. This is why people need wedding videos. I'm going to say it one more time. Because there was a moment where I met him in the middle, and he put his arm out so I could wrap my arm around his arm, and I took his hand and I said, hold my hand, and we like interlocked fingers and walked down the aisle, and like I'm like, I watched that moment and I'm like, wow, like look how close we were.
Yeah, it's a beautiful, beautiful,
because I like needed thing. I felt like I was gonna pass out. I was so nervous, and like I needed him to like support me walking down the aisle. Yeah,
fuck yeah.
So it was like a really
crazy moment. And like, I was so happy that they got that on camera. And like,
yeah.
Okay, sorry, I needed a drink.
It's water. We don't drink. We're not drinking during Jersey Licious.
yeah. So anyway, we got past that. Let's not cry anymore. Let's.
So, you know. So yeah, everyone wants to know what your relationship is like with your parents now. And like,
I mean, they're great.
They're amazing.
They're amazing grandparents.
They're amazing grandparents. They love the babies.
Skylar is in Puerto Rico with them right now. Skylar turns 4 on the 4th this month. So it's her golden birthday. So they took her to Puerto Rico to celebrate with her.
It was never talked about. Like, it was just like, here are your grandchildren. Like, and they love them. Like, that was it, right? The thing was,
like, as a parent, you have to decide, like, you know, I said a lot of things like, if you don't come, you're never going to see, whatever. Mm-hmm. And like, then you become a parent and then you're like, when I found out I was pregnant, I brought my mom a frame and gave it to her as a gift. And I was like, it was a sonogram picture. And I was like, you know, you're going to be a grandma. And in that moment, I was like, I'm only talking about this, people, because we get so many messages about people who are dealing with the same exact thing. And that's the only reason I'm even addressing it to you, because so many people are dealing with the same issue. And I feel bad for them because I know what it's like. But I said, I was like, as a parent, I have no right to decide who is not in my kid's life. Like, we lost a grandparent. Like, Corey's father's not here. And so I feel like it's not right for me to take another grandparent away from them. It's not my position. It's not my job. Like, to protect them, yes, but they deserve to have that experience. So
I'm so proud of you. That's such a mom move. Like, you're not making a decision. Like, I felt like if I did it
for me, I would be selfish. Yeah. Like, it's just not right.
No, that's how you know that you're a fucking mom. Like, that's what a mom does. They sacrifice their own feelings for their kids. Yeah. And you gave them that. And they're super close with their grandparents.
Oh, yeah. We go every week. And people are like, why are you never with Corey? First of all, I'm always fucking with Corey. Always. But like, as a mom of 3 babies who are 3 years apart, like, top to bottom, you need a break sometimes from your environment, from your house, from your husband, from like the chaos of your own world. And I escaped to my mom's house.
And for the kids, going to grandpa's and, like, is like, it's a fucking adventure.
So excited. Like, every little kid is like, oh my God, we get to go to grandma's house today. So like, I stay there usually Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then I leave because they get to have those few days with them, and like once a week. And I don't get to do that forever. Like, Skylar in school is going to be in school full time next year. Jaden's going to be in school full time next year. So that ends. So like, while they were little and I could do that, I tried to take advantage of that. So that's where the relationship is, that they're amazing, amazing grandparents. They do everything for them, everything. Mm-hmm. And it's just like real. I look back and I'm like, I'm so thankful that I wasn't a true Scorpio that day. And I like pulled away from my own self, because it would have been detrimental to my kids.
It's funny that you say that, because I do feel like you and I are people that, like,
I'm very vindictive.
You could easily end it. Like, when I'm your done, threats, I'm done. Yeah, your threats, you could have really brought them to life and left it
I
like
usually,
that.
Like, well, I don't give people second chances. Like, Corey's the only one who, like, I tell him I hate him, like, what, once a day? Like, because when you love somebody so much, everything they you do have bothers to also you. Hate him, yeah. And he's the only one that, like, I could say a million times, like, oh, we're done. We're never going to be done. Because, like, we're so in love. It's sickening. It's disgusting. Because we put up with so much from each other. But, like, you have to put your own shit aside for your kids. So that's it. I don't want to keep going on about it. I don't even want to really talk about it, but like,
I love you. I'm so proud of you. That is such an awesome thing to hear you say. And you know, when people write to us and they're like, I'm, you know, considering not having my parents in my kids' lives, like, they've done me wrong, or don't, not being at my wedding, like, Tracy's telling you, put it all fucking
you'll
aside. You're
be
gonna
so
regret it.
Much happier.
Yeah.
And you don't want to make those choices for your kids, because one day they're gonna ask you, and you're gonna have to make it that you were selfish enough to keep them away from someone who should have been a part of their life.
It's great advice. See, she's not always a bad example.
Oh, today I'm okay.
Okay, guys, let's take a Jersey minute to talk about HelloFresh. I've heard of HelloFresh, but I never tried it. And I'm a vegetarian, so I struggle with eating every single day. I don't know what to eat, how to eat. HelloFresh came to my house, 3 meals, all prepackaged with all fresh ingredients inside. For Tracy's family, they have family meals. To take the thought process out of food shopping and getting ingredients, and I always get recipes and I never buy all of the right ingredients. I get to the last part and I'm like, fuck, I'm out of milk. HelloFresh really changes that. They give you instructions with pictures. So we have a really special promo code for you guys for a total of $60 off. That's $20 off your first three boxes. Visit HelloFresh.com/badexamples60 and enter badexamples60. It can't be any easier. And if you dread cooking like me, or if you love cooking, it's just fun. It was such a blast to do, and I'm sold. Remember, for a total of $60 off, that's $20 off your first three boxes, go to HelloFresh.com/badexamples60 and enter badexamples60. All right, I want to wrap this up because this has been two really heavy episodes.
I thought this one was supposed to be easy, but I didn't read the questions beforehand.
Okay.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Just keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros, two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude, stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
Do you regret anything that happened on the show? Is there anything that you did personally that you were like, I wish I would have done it differently?
Yeah. Okay. A few things. I wish I never pretended to date Lorenzo because that fucked up basically from the beginning that you guys saw me. You instantly thought I was some evil bitch when I never dated him in real life.
Okay.
IRL.
IRL.
Second, I wish I never let Olivia get the best of me to the point where I spit at her because it's just so fucking filthy. I wish it never happened.
We'll have to agree to disagree on that.
I know. You guys all love that fucking moment for some disgusting reason. But like, I wish I just never let her, like,
I know, she got under your skin. You didn't let her get there. I got you.
I was 22 years old. And like, at that time, like, things were hurtful that I don't think are hurtful to me anymore. That. Mm-hmm. Because I've gotten over it, but like
you're stronger now too, and right. Like think you don't let everything fucking get to you.
No, I can't. And so I learned how to grow a thicker skin like through this experience. But like I wish I just didn't let her get to me to get me so mad that I got to that point. I wish I had more strength back then.
Well, what are some of the positive outcomes of the show?
Could
you technically say kind of McCory?
Yeah, for sure.
That's crazy.
I was gonna say that was the last one because that was like the ultimate good thing that came out of the show. I think that I built like a relationship with people that I never would have met in my life, which was some of the cast that I do like.
Okay, well, that's a great question. Like, who do you still talk to from the cast?
Gail, Christy, Kathy, Filippo.
I love Kathy. Doria. I sat next to her at your shower.
Yeah. Kathy's at every party we ever have. She doesn't miss a party.
She's loyal. Oh my like, God. If you the loyalty, post on Facebook, like, someone died, someone's alive, I've never met a more loyal person, got an award. Like, she's there congratulating you.
She's like the greatest human being I've ever met.
I love Kathy too.
A great person. Mm-hmm. Doria, I'm really close with.
She's great.
Jackie, I'm friends with. I'm trying to think. Obviously, Jessica.
Me.
Who was an extra, and now we have a show together, so that's weird, but we became really close.
I'll tell you who I fucking hate.
Who?
So, on Glam Fairy, you remember John?
Yeah.
He was supposed to come to my wedding. Mm-hmm. I invited him to my wedding.
I think we were supposed to sit with him, right?
Yeah, he was supposed to be at your table. I had like a really fun table for you.
Yeah.
And he RSVP'd yes with a date. I even texted him like before the wedding, like, oh, I'm so excited to see you, whatever. He fucking didn't show up. He was a no-show.
Oh, I didn't know that he told you yes and then didn't show. I just thought he couldn't come.
I paid for him and a guest. So he owes me like $600.
Ridiculous.
and okay. I was like furious because it's so fucking rude. And I literally texted him and I was like, where the fuck were you?
Wow.
And first of all, as my friend and also as like, who does that to somebody?
Yeah.
No answer. So I wait a few days. I'm like, are you seriously not going to fucking say anything to me? Wow. No answer. So I deleted him off all of my social media and ouch. I have not heard from him since. And think about it. We kept in touch since filming.
Yeah, no, that's ouch.
Isn't that fucked rough. Up?
Yeah, that's not an ideal situation at all.
No.
Wow.
I don't talk to Alexa at all. I'm not sure anybody does.
Who are you friends with anybody else?
Well, Briella.
That was like your bestie on the show.
I don't know what happened to Briella. Yeah, Briella and I were best friends.
Yeah.
But we had different, like, we were fun and we, like, life wasn't that serious. And then when the show ended, she, like, found God.
Okay.
And, which is, like, cool. You can be religious, but, yeah. Like, I don't know. She got weird.
You guys are like best friends. Like, yeah, best I was friends with her. Yeah, we were cool. But like, it wasn't like you and her were.
No, it's weird. And like, we were like, I even let her like snuggle me a little bit. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, I was like very close to her. And the friendship ended like very abruptly and not on good terms. And
weird.
Like, she'll reach out for my birthday and say happy birthday once in a while. And like, I think that's sweet and like nice. But like, the damage is kind of done. And I'm not sure of the person she is now, so...
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, people definitely change.
Like, I saw, like...
Not everyone's meant to be friends.
I saw she got, like, dunked. Like, when you get, like, born again. You get,
oh,
like,
baptized?
Yeah, I think you got
she
dunked.
Got dunked?
Yeah.
Are you kidding dunked. Me? She got baptized. Oh, my God, Jessica.
And I'm just like, well, what do we talk about? We were friends. Like, oh, how was your dunking today? Like, you know what I mean?
I instantly went to Dunkaroos. That's where my brain fat
exactly.
ass went.
That's,
Dunkaroos.
That's what the old Briella would be thinking about with me, Dunkaroos. Wow. You know? Like, that was on craft services. That was one of our favorite treats.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's weird. It's kind jeez. Of fucking sad. You don't speak to her at all, right?
Oh, like, social media. Like, she'll comment on my stuff or whatever. Yeah. But, like, we don't really talk, no.
I know. It's kind of sad. I mean, it's weird. Like, I think the reality show for both of us, like, brings back, like, good and bad. Like, it's a really weird... It's weird going back there. It really
yeah,
does, like,
the reality
shake
TV
you.
Really messes you up. I mean, I definitely not only gained, like, good friends from the show that I will always have, but, like, I got to meet fans that I would never have met that I've become, like, cool with. Like...
Very true.
There is a fan that was a fan of our show for forever. She was like 6 years old at the time. Her name was Cassandra. And she came to every extras filming that we needed somebody. Her and her mom, Jen, like they were so cool. I literally sat at her family's table at her Sweet 16 in August. Like aww. I have been friends with them now for how long has it been? 8 years. Like we have become like family at this point. They watched my kids when we went away from my best friend's wedding.
That's
like,
incredible.
It's like you become so close with people.
Mm-hmm. I have to say like even like on Twitter, like I talked to people who were Glam Fairy like obsessive and they've listened to bad examples. Like it's cool. They stay with
yeah.
you for the journey. You know
I
what
mean,
I mean?
Of course. And like you gain like the most amazing fans of the show that like really connect with you that have supported me and followed me through all this is like mind blowing to me. I'm so thankful for everybody who continually supports us and everything. Like it's amazing. On top of all that, I met Corey.
Mm-hmm.
Filippo brought him into filming one day and that's how we met. And
it's incredible.
Right. And then yeah. he was on our show and then like we got married and like I got to relive my engagement. Like there's so much good that came from it. I have a platform to use it to speak out on like hearing loss now. Like there's so many good things that have come out of it. And like I can hate the crew for fucking me over time and time again. But like at some point, like I'm thankful for them giving me the experience. It grew a lot from it, I have to say.
If you were pregnant on the show, would you have like let them film your pregnancy
yeah.
and everything? Yeah.
Yeah.
What
the
about,
thing was like, yeah. I said now I would never film like, but like during my pregnancies, like I just wouldn't have been able to film scenes with certain people because you have to keep your blood pressure in check and
right.
like you have to be careful for
see,
the
but
baby.
That scares me because they'd still try to get you fucking riled up.
No,
and
no.
shit.
I would literally have had guidelines of what I was filming and not like there's no way I would totally have allowed it. That would have been documentation I would have had forever. And I think
yeah,
Skylar would have
true.
Loved to see like me pregnant and like that would have been cool. But
what about would you have let them on Jerseylicious?
The kids?
Yeah.
No. I'll do our own show with the kids. For sure. That would be under my control with what I've learned from reality TV. There would be such strict guidelines about the kids. But I would let them be on TV. It would never be with the cast that we had because Lord forgive me if one person ever said one thing.
Oh,
I would
be over.
I would be in jail.
Yeah.
I would never look back.
How did you feel when the show got well, the show wasn't canceled, first of all. Everyone that's
no, on, it wasn't canceled. We got bought out.
Yeah, the network got bought out. It was so funny. It was an all women's channel and it got bought out by an all men's channel.
So it was like deuces, bitch. You guys don't qualify. Yeah. And then all of a sudden it was all about like fishing and throwing axes like at an axe party. We're like, what is this? It was drinking beer. We're like, yeah, we don't fit in here.
Like, how did you find out, like, what happened to the
literally,
show?
Literally, we had a call sheet the night before, and it said, like, meet us at this place, location, 10 a.m. Like, every night when we woke up, we'd get a call sheet and to know where we had to be that day for filming, whatever. So we woke up, we went to bed that night with our call sheet. I had everything ready and laid out. I woke up the next morning, we get to filming, and we all are told, like, listen, the show just got bought out. Like, and we were like,
the whole group of you guys?
We got to filming and they were like,
wow, who told you this?
I don't remember who it was.
Wow.
It was one of the main people was like, listen, we just got bought out. Like, we're not filming today. We're done. We were like, what do you mean?
Was that the last time you filmed?
Yeah.
Get the fuck out
of
here.
No, we woke up one day and didn't have jobs. We were like, wow, we all have apartments we have to pay for. We all have stuff we have to do. Like,
that's crazy. All like, the crew too. Wow.
Like the crew has kids and like we were I was very close with some of the crew members. Mm-hmm, like I knew too. Their kids' names. I knew like we had like inside jokes. Like at one, I didn't even feel weird about them like completely being in a room with me, miking me up while I was almost naked because we were just so close to them at that point. Like Gio was our mic guy.
Yeah.
And he like, I was like cool with whatever he needed to do. Like I never was like, ew, you're creepy and weird. Like never. Like we became so close with them over six seasons.
Did you know Andy, the camera guy? I don't know if he was just,
I don't think we had him.
He used to motion to me like this to my chin because I would stare at people with my jaw open. And he'd like, cause he like, you look crazy. Like, and he'd motion to me to like close my mouth and I would do it.
Yes, we had certain camera guys that I was like, listen, we're cool. I need you to, like, Kuba.
Be honest.
Like, Kuba, I'd be like, Kuba, can you please only film me from, like, a certain angle? And if you are on that angle, like, just try to, like, move to, like, you're a man. You know what a flattering angle is. Like, can we work on this? And, like, I'd always ask them stuff. I'd be like, listen, like, you got to, like, sign to me if I'm, like, doing something ugly or, like, chewing my gum loud or, like, something. And we all had, like, codes with them because they were like, listen, we
see,
got
you.
You
know Kuba, like, didn't speak that much or slash at all?
Yeah.
So Briella and I made a list one night. We were bored and it was like,
I think you showed me this
20 things
Glenn
we know about Kuba. Meanwhile, we've known him for, like, years at this point.
Years, and we know 20 things.
We couldn't. It was, like, one.
One was
he
South
wears
Africa.
Pants.
Yes. He's from South Africa. That's all he had.
Like, two, he enjoys lunch. Like, it was the most.
Side
like,
note, I think him and like live on a boat somewhere.
Now?
Yeah, like together. They like live on a boat, a houseboat. And like, I read it somewhere in a magazine article or something. And it was like, I'm like, wow, why do I know? Like, it's so weird. Like,
Jerseylish has changed more than our lives.
No.
It changed a lot of people's
people,
lives.
Crew on crew, man.
Crew on crew crime. I love it.
It's amazing.
Somebody asked, are the episodes online anywhere? That where can they watch them?
I have no idea. I know it's on demand, but I don't know how much is on demand. I think season six is on demand, but a lot of people tell me like, oh my God, hurry, episode one is on. You can watch all the way from the beginning. And I'm like, well, I don't really want you to be doing that, but whatever.
If anyone knows where they are, let us know. So
yeah,
we can
let
share
us know.
With everybody.
We'll post. I have zero idea because I don't watch it. I'm mortified and traumatized.
Yeah. Two last things is I want to mention from the fans, really honorable mentions, messages. The Jerseylicious Sonic scene taught me how to fight was one message.
Stop
that
it.
I got.
That was like not even fighting though. It was pathetic. It was like, I felt like I was pulling hair. That wasn't even a real
fight. Imagine some bitch getting into a fight and like channeling her inner Sonic rage.
Stop
like.
It. That's so funny.
Another honorable mention message we got was, I really feel like Tracy should have beat up more people. I also feel like they were always trying to insert themselves into her storylines always. And that's literally what she just pretty much just said.
I mean,
yeah.
We have our special gay guest live to tell us his top three favorite moments from Jerseylicious.
He is there for us. Now he's there for you. Gay best friend. He'll know what to do. Gay best friend, he'll know what to do.
Hey, Brandon.
Hi.
So I know you're a fan of the show, and I know this was really hard for you to narrow it down, but give us your top three moments.
Okay, so I could have done a top 1,000 because there's so many iconic moments. But my top three, number three is definitely Philly's Playgirl shoot where he wouldn't show his wiener.
I thought that would have been one.
Wait, I don't remember this. He wouldn't show his wiener? They wanted him to?
Yeah, I think he covered it with a pizza box or something.
He did. I honestly thought there was going to be a hole in the pizza box. Like, and it was going to be open, surprise, dick in a box. That's what I thought he was going to do. Because I was like, oh, don't do it, don't do it. But he impressed me that day.
Some sausage pizza.
Yeah.
Well, now we can all just visualize, I guess, what that could possibly look like. All right, what's number two?
All right, and number two, and Tracy, you were there for this, so I'm curious to hear your thoughts, is Vivica A. Fox crying over the relationship of Gigi and Frankie.
Why was she crying? I don't remember. I
think, wasn't it the reunion show that she couldn't handle that they broke up? And she's like, it's just so sad. And I wanted to be like, suck it up, bitch.
Yeah, where is her Oscar for that? Oh my God. Was amazing.
No, yeah. She really missed the bar on that one. She should have walked away with a full award.
It was incredible.
Oh my God. Like, wasn't she just an Independence Day, like saving the world? Yeah. And now she's crying
over these relationships, these minuscule relationships.
All right. What do you got for number one?
All right. I feel like we need to add a drum rolling because this is like one of the most iconic moments in television. All right. No offense, Tracy, but it is definitely the Sonic parking lot fight.
Oh, my God.
And I think what made it so iconic was like not the spitting, not your weave on the ground, but it was the rollerblading waiter pulling Olivia away.
I can't breathe. I know exactly what you're talking about. I watched it back, I was like, who allowed this guy to be on roller skates? This is so dangerous. Incredible, actually.
It's iconic. It needs to be a meme. We got to get it going viral.
I just can't. That was so mortifying, the whole experience. This whole show, to be completely honest.
I
got
to watch back now to see the guy on roller skates breaking you guys
up. Oh, it's hysterical. And then he had like French toast sticks or something in his hand too. He was like delivering food,
I think. Did he not drop the food?
Oh, I don't. No food was harmed in the making of this TV show.
Is that guy a raise? We need to find that guy.
Yeah. What a fucking winner.
He's amazing. I mean, there were so many moments. I have to give one shout out. This is a glam fairy moment, was when Briella got a cupcake to the face from that angry student.
That is a good honorable mention.
Oh, man. Runner up. Give it a round of applause.
Yay.
Yes.
Well, thank you for, going back in time with us, Brandon. Yeah. Three great moments.
Wow. I'm a Jerseylicious historian.
Oh, my God. It's got to be in a museum somewhere. It's so pathetic, the show.
Brandon actually was an extra once, right, Brandon?
Yes. I was a zombie in the zombie movie episode of Glam Fairy.
I can't even believe the show was real.
Brandon's like, where's
that movie? You know, like, we're filming this movie. I was like, is it on iTunes? Can I go get it at Blockbuster? Like, where is the movie?
Blockbuster. We just aged ourselves.
Oh, you were a really good zombie that day. We loved you.
Thank you.
You're a great zombie.
Some of my best Zombie-licious. Work.
Thank you so much, Brandon.
Thanks,
we
Brandon.
Love you.
See you next
Thank
Tuesday.
Thank you. See you next Tuesday.
Gay best friend. He'll know what to do.
If you guys haven't heard yet, we now have Bad Examples merchandise, and we have everything from coffee mugs to picture frames to bottle openers, and now we have hoodies. We're so excited, and we have them for him and for her. So they're super cute, and we did a giveaway on Instagram, and we want to announce the winner here. It's Marissa Rizzo. Congratulations. You are a bad, bad example. Marissa Rizzo 97. Congratulations, baddie. The last thing we want to get to is, here's my question for the Jerseylicious episode. I'm a huge fan from South Africa, and the only thing I've ever wanted are those damn disco fries. Oh, is there an authentic Jersey recipe you can share?
You guys, it is not a thing. It's literally just
just French fries.
Yeah.
Drizzled in mozzarella, melted in an oven.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and then.
Yeah. So they're like melted, but they're like a little brown and crispy on top.
Yeah. Like crisp them up a tiny bit. And then on the side, if. That's what you, I don't like it being poured all over the top on the side, which just found out that gravy is ground up meat. She has no idea that that was a thing.
You guys, I'm a fucking vegetarian. I've been eating gravy.
She has no idea. She goes, oh my God, I just found out that gravy was ground up meat. I'm like, are you fucking crazy? How did you, what did you think gravy was?
I thought it was
water?
Just brown like sauce. I don't know.
I mean, I guess like ones that like that you like throw together like out of a package could be.
I'm fucking eating cheese fries one day and we're just, me and Dennis are staring at each other in silence eating. He just like, you know that that's meat, right? And I was like, huh? Fuck.
What?
So now I do enjoy my cheese fries still. I get the gravy on the side for Denny.
So you can either drizzle the gravy over the top or put it on the side and dip the French fries in it. But salt, mozzarella, French fries, potatoes, gravy. That is what Disco Fries is.
Spam.
Everyone in Jersey ends their night at a diner. At like 3 a.m, eating Taylor ham, egg and cheese sandwiches with a side of Disco fries. That's what we do here in Jersey. Like in Maryland, like crab cakes and football. That's what Maryland does. Like Jersey is Taylor ham and Disco fries. Like that's what we do.
And the last question of the day, would you ever do a reboot?
You could buy my next house and pay for all my kids to go to college, and I still would only film one reunion show.
You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. Never. That's a fucking no.
That's a fuck no. Hard no for me. A pass.
That's a hard pass from Tracy.
It's a no from me.
You heard it here first, live on the Jerseylicious Tell All. Wow. Let's sum up what we learned. We learned that not to fuck with Tracy.
We learned Tracy actually hates Gigi more than she hates Olivia.
Yeah, seriously. No, like now I'm a little bit like upset about this shit. Like, cause I didn't know the, like, you know, I didn't know the behind the scenes either.
No, yeah, you weren't really on our show. Like, you did like appearances with Glam Fairy whenever
I came on to do some makeup. Like, I don't know. I watched the drama from afar and loved it, but that's crazy.
Yeah, no, it was intense. I mean, and it was a very rough, like, you guys remember when you were 21 years old, you were drinking at a bar. You weren't professionally on TV doing your job, like fighting with people. It was a very hard, intense atmosphere and situation that we are constantly put into. Just give us all a break.
Yeah. We pretty much learned that don't believe everything you see on reality, quote unquote, TV.
But when you ask us if our show was real, yes, it was real to some extent. Give us a cushion on that because we were our authentic selves. That's all I have to say.
Thank you, Tracy. Thank you for spending these last two episodes being honest and real with us.
Guys, I fought Jess on doing this. I was like, I don't want to do this. I don't want to relive all of this again. And she was like, do it. Come on. The fans of the show will love it. And I was like, come on.
Why do I know that? I know where this is going to. Like, it's just going to start more questions and we're going to end up having to do a follow-up.
No, we're not. Actually, we actually talked about this. The only reason that I agreed to do the show is that so we could dedicate this episodes, and I'm gonna let Jessica take it away, but we dedicated these two episodes.
You make me cry again.
Okay.
So if you guys watch Glam Fairy, you'll know Criseida Rodriguez, who was a stylist on Glam Fairy, and actually after the show her career blew up. You could still look
incredible.
At her photos on Instagram.
The most amazing photo
dedicated
you will
woman.
Ever see.
Mm-hmm. This woman did not fuck around. Like, she was, first of all, she was just talented and naturally like beautiful and stylish, but she was an amazing businesswoman and literally like did this by herself. She built this huge following by herself and, you know, became a hero in the Latin community.
She's amazing.
And Criseida, about a year ago, was diagnosed with stage 4 stomach cancer. And, you know, she fought. I mean, she shaved
when
her
I
head
tell
and
you,
she was beautiful.
This woman was like an angel walking in heels, modeling in the middle of the street, like battling cancer. I've never seen such bravery and like such dedication to what she really loved, which was fashion.
Mm-hmm.
And she lived out the fashion dream through her funeral. You guys should have seen the most beautiful pamphlets they handed out of her fashion journey, her life on social media, what she became for herself. Like, it was just incredible to watch her journey, and I was a huge fan of her blog.
And you know, like Tracy, like, she put everything out there. Like, she shared from the minute she got sick, she kept up with her fans, and she lost her hair, she lost weight, and she still put on her clothes, and she still looked fierce.
She fucking rocked it. Yeah. She rocked cancer's ass. And even though it may have got the best of her in the end, like, it didn't. Like, she still is shining and so hard.
I
it's not
share,
even funny.
Yeah, her last words. You know, she went on Instagram Live, like, 24 hours before she passed, and said, like, go out there, live your life, don't waste time, like, do it. You want something, you want to get it done, go fucking do it. She didn't say the F word, but.
No, she was not, she was way not more classy animal. Than we were.
Yeah.
But she, like, God, I've never seen somebody, like, rock a sickness so hard. She was amazing. And I was, like, every day she posted pictures on her fashion blog, I was like, wow, she's out there again. Like,
I miss
you
my
want
friend.
Inspiration on, to even on your worst days, put a little makeup on and dress your best. Like, look at Chrisida's page. You will have enough inspiration to last you a lifetime. On your lowest days when you think it's so hard, remember this girl had cancer and she was dressed to the nines for her own very own runway of life every single day. So
Chrisida, thank you for being our friend and for being funny and making us laugh. And this episode is dedicated to you.
Yes. Rest in peace.
Love you guys.
Thank you for listening, you guys. Yeah. We love you so much. Next week, we'll be back to our fun, lighthearted selves. This the last two episodes were a little intense.
Yeah,
but
and thank you to Dimly Wit and Alan for listening to Jersey Licious for 2 hours.
I am our editor and producer, and we are so sorry that you had to listen to, like, girly bullshit for 2 hours, but we love you so much, Dimly Wit. Cheers, bitches.
Cheers. Don't forget, guys, new episodes air every Tuesday, so see you next Tuesday.
Even though we are not your best examples,
we're the best you've got.
So cheers, bitches.
Cheers.
Rate, download, and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast. Hosted on dimlywit.com.